This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Gotta say, it is a strange news day. You're going to want to record this show. We record the show, but you're going to want to go back and look at this one or listen to this one at some point and probably share some of what you hear today, because I'm telling you, this is one of the strangest news days in a long time for me. And if you do want to look at the show, listen to the show. Why do I keep saying look at the show? Like we got video. We should have video. Because I'm kind of cute. But anyway, KJRadio.com is where you can find the show podcast down the road if you want to look at it later. Hurricane Irma, obviously. Well, tropical storm now, breaking up, still pounding the Florida coast to some degree. And, of course, it isn't – I mean, yes, certainly the powerful winds at 185 mile an hour, bending things over, toppling trees and cars and all that. But then you got the flooding. Right, and then there's the remnants. It's that when it sits and hangs over you, and that's the problem. So what? Almost a dozen deaths or whatever, and that's with a huge evacuation. And now the real job begins. Now people have to recover. They have to come back. And I always think of this when I think of hurricanes or any type of natural disaster. I think to myself, what would you take? You know, a storm is looming, you know, coming down the pike at you. You know, what do you take? What do you take? Do you take your pictures, your mementos, whatever? I don't. Is everything you have now of its importance in the cloud? You know, the special, because it could be. You could have all your documents photo documented and stuck up in the cloud somewhere, or you know, you take your collection of DVDs and you know, if you got your gold and silver in a safe deposit box, you could do that. I mean, I don't know. But what would you take? Because you got a pretty, at least with a hurricane, you have quite a bit of time to think about it. I mean, in the scheme of things, if I lived in Florida, I would have a bug out trunk that had everything we wanted in it. You know, because it's the stuff you can't get back. I mean, the reason why I bring this up, I have four sons. And we've kept all these little mementos and things from these boys that I'm going, we couldn't take these stuffed animals and some of these other things that you would want to take that are mementos of their lives. Maybe you get all that stuff, and then when you live in Florida, you got to have a big UPS that's up in the, you know, against the weather. I don't know. Maybe it's a sign for me I got too much junk laying around the house. But what do you take? I think of life as that, right? What are you taking from life? If today you had to cash it in, what is left? What do you want to be remembered by? Isn't that sort of what we think about when we're thinking about keepsakes and tragedies? When people go back to tornado ripped houses and stuff, you watch them sifting through junk and they're looking for these little items. They find a picture of their grandmother or something and they just break into tears. Isn't that kind of what life's about? Let me ask you this question. What do you think leftists are going to take from their miserable lives? Seriously. What mementos are they taking? What's the folk? I bet you there's a correlation between conservatism and leftism based on just what would you take from your house? What has significance to you? Is it your gold and silver? Which, again, you know, if you're a conservative, you probably got that in a safe deposit box or something else. But what would you, how do you determine what your life is about? In split seconds, I think of it in tornadoes and mudslides and things like that. Do you even bother? Netanyahu says, why do people take so many pictures? He goes, live your life. There's something to be said about that. I know this. I have had a rich life. And people go, Kevin, I had a girl ask me, Kevin, when you were in Thailand, where'd you go scuba diving? I don't even remember. I don't know the name. I may remember the city, you know, but I don't remember stuff. And then I look back on it, I go, God, why do I do that? Why do I not take my camera and document everything and then make journals and all that? And I think, well, you are a little bit busy living it. But I envy the people when I go and I see their scrapbooks and mementos and these people that are so artistic in how they do this stuff and document everything. I was in Paris, hung out with one of my sons and his fiance, and I couldn't tell you. We took some video, a few pictures, and I couldn't tell you much about it. Honest to goodness, it was such a non-issue for me. And admittedly, you know, it just didn't have the appeal it had years ago. But there's a part of me that says, why don't I do this? And I don't know if you guys feel the same way. And I don't think it's casting aspersions on anybody in particular. But why? What is it? Anyway, I know I'm getting off. That's not what I wanted to talk about. Our producers are like, speed it up. Speed up what? This is life. This is me talking about life. I'm exploring my inner self with my audience. But I think about this. You know, you think about a legacy. When I was younger, I wanted to leave a legacy. You know what? Honestly, I don't really care. I believe that you live your life and people are going to make the assessments of your life the way they think it. There are people on the left who are going to think I'm the scourge of the earth. I got some dude that every time he claims he wants to beat me up, I tell him, well, then I'll be over here. And he doesn't do it. And he's stalking me all the time. And, you know, I think he's obsessed. And I think to myself, I'm never going to change his mind about what he thinks about me. Other than if he were to ever meet up with me, I'd lay him out. But outside of that, I'm not going to change his mind about how he views me. Well, actually, laying his butt out might change his mind. So I stand corrected of myself. But most of the people that have listened to me, they're dyed-in-the-wool leftists. They don't care. And, you know, but here's what I can tell you. I am proud of the minds I've changed on the right. I think a lot of people go, Kevin, I have become more fearless. I have become more this or that. And I think that's fantastic. So maybe it is working. But here's the point. I don't mean to sound cruel in this, but I don't really care. These are the opinions of a guy who I believe is giving you the best of himself. And I get up and I try to do that every single day when I'm talking on the radio. So congratulations if you get something out of it, because you know what? That's what I believe our roles are in life, is to bring out the best in each other. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks, besides all this. Hillary Clinton is still pounding the left. She's Hurricane Hillary. They want to get away from her. Steve Bannon, ruffling feathers. Is college rape a crisis? Betsy DeVos chimes in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain, Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What do you do? By the way, it's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. What do you do when Ms. Freaking America is going to bad talk the president? Effectively bad talk the country. Oh, my goodness. I saw this story. So I should have talked about this the other day. And I got to tell you, honest to goodness, sometimes I think my mind may be going, because it does slip my mind sometimes. I wanted to talk about this. It was big news. We talked about Bannon. We talked about the NFL, a bunch of other stuff. But Miss America, I find these pageants and things like this to be such a joke. Now, I know there are lots of ladies out there who love the idea of this, you know, glam, the glamour. And as a kid, I look forward to these pageants from time to time. As I got older, I thought, you know, what a joke. Who determines that this girl represents America and then goes on to Miss Universe to represent the universe or the world, or, you know, because it's obviously just a world thing, because we don't have Martians and aliens coming in to to participate in Miss Universe. But so as I got older, I thought, you know, this is kind of a joke. But there's an industry around this. And so we get this girl, a young girl, what, in her 20s, early 20s, and she is the person who's going to represent us. Let me tell you something. If I found somebody who was going to represent us as an American woman, she'd certainly be over 30, and she'd be hot, and she'd be probably a Midwestern woman. Raising a family, you know, the Mrs. Universe or Mrs. America pageant, that represents America to me. Not some young girl, you know, at the beginning of life where they stick a microphone in their face and go, what do you think about North Korea? You know, seriously. And I'm not trying to degrade the opinions of the millennials, but no offense, these kids aren't smart enough to think their way out of a paper bag. And I was in a meeting with millennials a couple days ago, and I said to them, when I said, what's up, millennials? And they go, oh. And I go, no, I put you guys in a separate category, because these are right-leaning millennials. These are the kids I'm happy to turn over America to. But the Miss America and people like that, these pageant girls, look, I get it. We want to see beauty at a young age and all that. But these girls are so fake. You know, they got fake lashes, fake boobs, fake this. And, no. Remember the controversy? What was it one year? You guys are too young. Don't even try to think about it. But there was controversy where one girl didn't have her real boobs or something. I'm thinking, really? Maybe there was a time when Miss America, you know, had to be natural, couldn't have liposuction and all that. Wouldn't that be interesting to have a Miss America pageant where they say, you have to be 100% natural versus the made up. And so it's like the bodybuilders. They have the natural bodybuilders, and they have those that they know are just ripped with steroids. So you'd have two visions of America. And quite frankly, it would almost be like looking at conservatism versus leftism. Leftism has to give itself an advantage. You know, you got to get the new butt, you got to get lipo, you got to get the breast augmented, you got to get the, you know, tummy tuck and blah, blah, blah. And then you got the good old-fashioned girl that says, this is it. This, you know, and by the way, I'll take the good old-fashioned girl. Now, that's not to say that you ladies that go out there, you're dyeing your hair, you're making yourself look good for your guy. Love it. We love it. We guys, we love it. But we also love it when you can be comfortable in your natural, you know. So, you know, be good with that. Anyway, that's not the whole reason for this discussion. The discussion was more around Miss North Dakota, crowned Miss America, because she answered the question about climate change. And they called it a complex question that she answered in 20 seconds, where she slammed the president's decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement. Because we all know, 20-something-year-old girls certainly know more about, you know, the science of climate and all these other things than certainly than any guy would. Just it was mind-boggling. 195 countries signed the Paris Agreement, in which each country set non-binding goals to reduce man-made climate change. The U.S. is withdrawing from the agreement, citing negligible environmental effects and negative economic impact. Good decision, bad decision, which is it and why? I do believe it's a bad decision. Her name is Mund. I don't know her first name. Something Mund. Kara Mund. And Maria Menounos was the judge who asked her. And she says, once we reject that, we take ourselves out of the negotiation table. And that's something that we really need to keep in mind. There's evidence that climate change is existing. So whether you believe it or not, we need to be at that table. And I think it's just a bad decision on behalf of the United States. It's some bad English you've been using there, girl. I ain't going to correct it, but some bad talk. And, you know, I know these girls are under the gun, and they're young. They don't necessarily know how to think on their feet. But come on. How about, you know what, I realize that those are the types of questions they love to ask Miss Americas. But you know what, we have people who have been put in charge of the country, duly elected, and whether we agree or we disagree, we do need to at least back the people that we put into leadership. And I would not want to disrespect the people who voted for President Trump by giving my opinion on something like this. Something like that. I get it. I get the issue.
That's not the answer to the question.
But what's so cold to me is she answers the question, and another girl who I think disagreed, this is what one of my researchers was telling me. So I'm going from just hearsay. I mean, a conversation I had with Miranda. But she says, the girl who answered the question pro-Trump loses. The girl who answers the question anti-Trump, she wins. Now, I didn't watch the pageant. I doubt many of you did either. But it bugs me that we give these, it's a Miss America contest, and we can't even back our president in a Miss America contest. That should have disqualified the chick. This is Kevin Jackson's opinion. Yeah, I would have said the trick to the answer would be, if you don't back the president's play, how can we make you Miss America, fool? But they give it to her. That's what's so shocking. Mund, 23-year-old girl, Brown University graduate who dreams to be the first woman governor of North Dakota. God forbid. First Miss America winner from the state in the pageant's history. Washington Post says she'll get a six-figure salary for the next year, and then she goes to Notre Dame for law school, where she can apply her $50,000 scholarship winnings from the pageant. Congratulations to her. You know, build your career over nonsense of climate change, because you know why? She knew the lefty answer. She knew what they wanted to hear. The judge asked the question, and I'm sure these people know who the judge is. I don't know who this judge is. I don't know who Maria Menounos is, but I can almost guarantee you she's a lefty. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here.
Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Previous administration saw a connection between climate change and homeland security, and that the frequency and intensity of powerful storms like Harvey and Irma could pose a problem for future administrations. You could have FEMA budgets that can't keep up with the demand when you have powerful storms hitting the country. Is that something that you think this administration should take a look at? We know the president pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. Are these storms giving this administration some pause when it comes to the issue of climate change and homeland security?
I was here in the 2004 cycle of hurricanes, 4 and 6 weeks that hit Florida. I think what's prudent for us right now is to make sure that those response capabilities are there. Causality, something outside of my ability to analyze right now. I will tell you that we continue to take seriously the climate change, not the cause of it, but the things that we observe. And so there's a rising, I think, 1 inch every 10 years in Tampa, things that would require prudent mitigation measures. And what I said from the podium the other day and what President Trump remains committed to is making sure that federal dollars aren't used to rebuild things that will be in harm's way later or that won't be hardened against the future predictable floods that we see. And that has to do with engineering analysis and changing conditions along eroding shorelines, but also in inland water and flood control projects. So,
welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was a great answer by a guy, he's part of the Homeland Security, Rosser. He was doing a press conference on the hurricanes, and of course, Acosta from CNN says, "Oh, we pulled out of the climate accord, and that's the reason why we're having all these hurricanes." These lefties won't let up. And I love what Acosta said. The guy's the frequency and intensity of hurricanes, and he goes, "What does it cause them to put? Does it cause them to put a pause on the their assessment of climate change? Hurricane season." And the guy comes back, "I was here during the 2004 cycle. Why weren't you asking it?" You know, that, well, that their excuse would be, "Well, Barack Obama was taking care of it." Well, if there was climate, if you could do something about climate change and we're doing it, why did we have that cycle in 2004? And I'm going to make a prediction, people. We're going to have hurricanes next year around this time. I know. Kevin, I'm out there on a limb. My producers are good. Like, what? Yes. Settle down, fellas. We won't get fired over this prediction. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm going to predict that we will have hurricanes next year within a month of this time frame. And I don't know. Do I want to go out on a limb on how many? I'll go out on a limb. There'll be two hurricanes back to back. I don't know if I want to go as far as how many letters will go out. Because right now we're at Jose, or do we have a Karen yet? So we got through J. Where we at? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. So 26 letters in the alphabet. We're up to 10. Now, I don't know how big of a season that is. Maybe one of you guys could research that and get back with me. But I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to go out on that flimsy limb where people probably don't want to go out there with me. But I'm going to bet that somewhere in the Atlantic, there will be a hurricane or two that come our way next year. They may not get as far as we need them to or whatever. God, let's pray for that. But there will be some hurricanes forming in the Atlantic. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
So I love this guy. He says, I don't know what the causality is. He says, but what we will do, what we will address, are the things that we observe. So we'll look at the things that can help to mitigate what happens in hurricanes. But there's only so much you can do. Here's the problem with living at the beach, okay? Let's just go ahead and put this out there. Seems like we need some tough love. If you live at the beach, you're going to deal with hurricanes. Maybe not this year. I predict some next year too. But who knows, right? Lord knows we've figured out there's a hurricane season. And he says, we want to make sure, Rosser says, we want to make sure, and I think this is prudent. We want to make sure federal dollars are not used to build things that are going to be in harm's way again. Let me tell you what insurance companies do. They say, if you're in a flood zone, we will not cover you. You have to get flood insurance. And in certain instances, we're not covering you anyway. It's your risk. So, if you live on the beach, I guarantee, I don't know much about insurance. I've never been in the insurance business. They've been my clients. But I know this, the actuaries, the guys who figure out how often something occurs and how they're going to make money. So they're going, yeah, I don't care if Hurricane Hugo costs $3 billion. We made $3.5 billion in insurance costs. Their job is to mitigate the risk and make sure that they are bringing in more money than the damage that gets done. And these guys want, you know, hurricane season to be short. They don't want hurricanes hitting. They bet against them. All right? So, but you can be guaranteed these guys are not going to let you take advantage of them. Like, oh, I'm going to have a beach house. Oh, well, hey, your hurricane insurance will be $1 a year. No, you're going to pay. Because they're going, you know, they're going back looking at data. And look, here's the beauty of data. In this case, the better they are in analyzing it, the more that they can predict it, the better that, you know, they can keep the cost down. Because if you got to, you know, lick your finger and put it up in the wind to go, when's the next hurricane going to hit? I got to put a lot of money. I got to go, oh, it's going to cost you 10 grand a year. I don't know what hurricane insurance costs, but I know you need it. Anyway, I want to play this next clip. Let's get that clip going, because the guy goes on to really give an amazing answer. I mean, this is the complete answer now in terms of climate change, because Jim Acosta won't let up.
Yeah, and just to follow up on that, when you see three Category 4 hurricanes all on the same map at the same time, does the thought occur to you, geez, you know, maybe there is something to this climate change thing and its connection to powerful hurricanes? Where do you just separate the two and say, boy, these are a lot of big hurricanes coming our way?
Well, I don't know if I say either, but I do note that there's a cyclical nature to a lot of these hurricane seasons, and I think the scientists for their forecast on this particular one, they were dead on that this would be a stronger and more powerful hurricane season with slightly more than average large storms making landfall in the United States. So we'll have to do a larger trend analysis at a later date.
Sir. Welcome back, everybody. I think the guy's name is Prosser, not Rosser. Either way, whether it's Prosser or Rosser, he's Homeland Security. He's talking about the hurricanes to Acosta on CNN, who is a climate change guy, a lefty. You can spot these guys, you know, easily. And don't misunderstand me. I had a couple of conservatives talk to me. Kevin, you gotta, lighten up on climate change. I mean, it's real. And No, it isn't. It's weather. And I can tell you this, as God is my witness, there is nothing that we did that impacted what hurricanes are going to hit the coast of Texas or Florida. Nothing. There are people, Kevin, the government can create weather. Okay, fine. It can do whatever it wants to do. But I'm telling you, if you think the government can create a system the size of Irma, You're wrong. You're a conspiracy theorist. Government isn't going to play God with weather. I'm not telling you they can't seed the clouds and make some rain. But the weather's going to do what it does because the earth is going to essentially absorb whatever we do, no matter how big it is we think we are. It will absorb it. And I know that may have, you know, make some people mad. I don't really care. I'm telling you, we are dealing with weather. And can it be manipulated a bit? Absolutely. There are people that, like I said, there's something they said they can create an earthquake. Possibly. But trust me, nature's earthquake is a lot bigger than man's. So I love the way this guy comes back because Acosta says three Cat 4 hurricanes and, you know, at the same time. Is there a connection? Well, no. The connection is Earth decided to create three Cat 4 hurricanes. That's the connection. That's how big nature, a.k.a. God, is. And then Prosser comes back and talks about the cyclical nature of hurricanes. Exactly right. And I'm joking when I talk about, next year I think we might have a hurricane season. Next year, I'm going to go out on another limb. Oh, yeah. Next year, there's going to be throughout the South a few tornadoes. No. Don't try to talk me out of this. There are going to be a few tornadoes that'll go from Texas and they'll hit Oklahoma and they'll hit Kansas and Alabama, Georgia, and maybe Mississippi, maybe Tennessee. And I know it's hard to believe, but and possibly Missouri. There's going to be a tornado season. I don't know how many, but you can expect a few. You know what? There are going to be lightning storms in Florida. Yeah, I know. Big thunderstorms, torrential rainstorms are going to hit Florida and Texas at some point. And there'll be a few sprinkled throughout the rest of the nation. And one other quick point, there will be a drought in the Sahara Desert.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. If you want to contact me, call the show. Whatever. We'd love to hear from you. Or kjradio.com if you want to leave me a note. And I tell you what, my schedule's picking up. I'm proud to say people want me speaking places and going places. And of course, there's lots of turmoil going on at Fox. One of the people that employs me to a degree. I mean, I'm a Fox News contributor, and people are asking me all the time, Kevin, they ought to give you a show. Look, I agree that there are things that I say that are interesting. Could it be enough to carry a show? I think so, with the right producers and things like that. I believe I could handle it, but I don't really care. I mean, I wish I could tell you guys that I'm all gung-ho for, because if I were, I'd probably have one. Because I'd be up there going, you know, hey, Suzanne, listen, I could do this, and blah, and I'd be, you know, crafting stuff. I've had meetings with them, you know, but I've said, you know, here are a couple of ideas. And if you choose somebody else to do those shows, fantastic, you know, good for you. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see how it shakes out. I was talking about what would you take in a storm, you know, what, how do you define yourself? And I think that's politically, we should be, not just politically, politics help with that. But I really do struggle with this as a, because I believe we're so multidimensional as people. And I think that politics has this tendency to pit one against the other. You can be having a great conversation with somebody about life in general, maybe some shared thing. You both climbed Machu Picchu or something. And then suddenly, the subject of Trump comes up, and you can do a quick divide. And I find that fascinating, because I personally don't really care about a person's politics. I think that I may find you politically curious, you know, like I'm like, you know, or I should say my curiosity about you from your politics could be heightened. But and I may even think that, wow, that's just a crazy way to think. But it isn't going to take away our joint adventure in Peru or, you know, something like that. I'm going to go. I had a friend. She ended up marrying one of the DuPont family members, and we didn't even know this guy was a super wealthy dude. But we were hiking through Peru, and I know she's a stone-cold lefty. I mean, that's my feeling about her. We never talked politics, thankfully. But I liked her. She was just a nice girl. And I would keep up with her. I met her in the Bahamas years ago. Me and a girl I dated, I'm talking about a lot of years ago, we're in the Bahamas, and we meet these group of people randomly at a bar. You know, three or four of us kept in touch. And I was, one day, we were communicating. She said, hey, Kevin, we're going to be backpacking through Peru. You want to come? And I can't for a month. I can't come for a month, but, you know, I'll join you guys for a couple weeks. So I, you know, go and go backpacking with him, and that was when she mentioned, you know, she had found this new guy. I was like, oh God, I can't wait to meet him, you know, that kind of thing. So we go. Turns out he's a DuPont guy. He's a very wealthy guy. She didn't even know when they met. And by the way, just for the record, she's not an overly attractive girl, and she's, you know, but she's outdoorsy, and she's just got a great spirit about her. But she was, I mean, my gut feel is she was totally lefty, but there was something about her that was likable. And I was so overjoyed that she met this guy, and he turns out he's like a super wealthy guy. He was no, you know, Chippendale dancer himself, but they were a great couple. But it warms my heart to think about her, but not in terms of her politics. She's probably a little weird when it comes to politics, or maybe was apolitical. And it doesn't seem like we have these relationships anymore with people where we can just enjoy each other. Because we got to figure out, are you for Trump or were you for Obama? And quite frankly, I don't care. If you were for Obama, congratulations. But don't act like the guy was the second coming of Christ, because he wasn't. And don't expect me to be all, oh my gosh, I love me some Obama, because that's what people expect when they tell you they liked Obama. Fine, you liked Obama, I got nothing against you, but, you know, I don't have to like him any more than I have to like the food choices you make. Anyway, funny stuff going on, and I know I'm dragging things out, but I'm in an interesting mood today, so bear with me. You may not like me today. But so there's a girl who died in a refrigerator. Should we play that clip? And look, I'm only playing this clip because of what the mom said and how she views the cops. But let's play the clip.
They refused my family to see it. They said only you and your daughter can see it, and you can't take pictures because this is a crime scene.
And this is still in the deep freeze?
This in the deep freezer, but they had, at this time, they had let the morgue take her, move her, defrost the freezer.
Right.
Her hair had soaking water up on it.
Yeah.
She was defrosted in the freezer. They defrosted the whole freezer.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it gave you, 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
But I asked her, can I see my daughter?
Yeah.
Why I can't see how she died? Why I can't see? Because I know in the deep freezer, I know in at my job. You had to and pull off, and that reminds you, you can't even hold your balance.
Yeah, walking. Right.
So now you got to struggle, and at my job, with our coolers, you got to have some strength to make these doors open.
Yeah.
Now, remind you, they said she couldn't barely hold herself up, let alone pull open the door.
Right.
And they said, the police department said, freak accidents like that do happen.
So they're saying, they're
and
trying
they said
to
they
say
didn't
that
see
she,
her. They don't, she... they, and it's a camera sitting right in front of the cooler. They didn't see how she got in there.
Welcome back, everybody. That's a tragedy. 19-year-old girl. She's a beautiful girl. And she's going to a party, right? I mean, that's what they said. She was at a party. And suddenly, she's dead. Rosemont Hotel, Chicago, Illinois. Now, the reason why I played the clip was, if you listen to that mother, it's the nuance of what she says. It isn't what she's saying, it's the nuance. So, just going back a couple things, comments that she made. She said something along the lines of, freak accident, the police say these types of freak accidents occur. She says there's a camera. Okay, you let them look at it. But what gets me is people that don't understand procedure, they say they refuse my family to see a daughter. They aren't refusing her family to see her daughter. They refuse. First of all, you might not want to see. Be careful what you wish for when you say, I got to see the body. You know, because it's an image you may never get out of your mind. But then she says they had to defrost the whole freezer. They had to, a person died in it. Yeah, they're going to, you know, who wants to know, hey, my meat was just hanging in a place where somebody died for whatever reason. I don't. And then the mom's constantly talking about this deep freeze at her job. I don't know what she does for a living, but she's describing the deep freeze at her job, and she's saying, if I see the deep freeze, I'll know if my daughter could get in or out. Look, I'll be honest with you. We had a deep freeze at the lodge where my grandparents worked. I would always make sure I'm not getting locked in here, and that had a push thing where you could open it up. But I was like, I don't even play. You know, I remember hearing about kids dying in refrigerators and stuff like that. I don't even play. But here's my final point. The lady implies that the police are trying to hide something from her. It's a black lady. They're not. And that's what struck me as a little bit strange. The police are not trying to hide anything from her. And you get the sense of it. And for the record, the police didn't kill her daughter. And there's this undercurrent that the system is against me. They don't want to show me. Let me tell you, the police want to solve this. If it's a crime, let's solve it as a crime. There's no cover-up. This woman is almost of the opinion that this is a cover-up. I mean, I go back, I look at what she was saying. Refuse my family. No, they didn't. If you listen closely, she says they didn't want her grandmother, my uncle, whatever. But they let me and her sister, which would be her daughter, see her. Okay. What is it? This is not the funeral line. Look, I'm not... This part of it I find rather pedestrian in the sense that, you know, we're just having a conversation about a girl that died. But at the end of the day, why is it that it has to be a conspiracy? And this is what my problem with black folks on the left is, I'm not mad at her, but she, you know, I watch a lot of cop shows. You got to let these folks do their job. And you can't just immediately go to the conspiracy theory, because I guarantee you the cops had nothing to do with their daughter's death. If anybody did, it was probably some jealous girl that she knew from the party. And that, to me, would be the real tragedy. I don't know where this is going to shake out. I bet some of you are going, yeah, you know what, Kevin, it could have been the jealous. Yes. I tell my sons, I used to grow up, my older boys, I'd say, guys, look, no offense, don't trust your buddies with their, gags and things like that. You'll be killed. You could easily be killed in a gag, or some kind of a, crazy thing college kids do. Don't do it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.